Supporters are entitled to feel upset when they see their team belted by nearly 100 points. What they're not entitled to do is take pathetic pot shots at someone who's done more for their club than 99% of those nuffies could ever dream of doing. You get used to seeing some massive storms and some tiny teacups in football, but even by those standards, some of the treatment being dealt out to Collingwood captain Scott Pendlebury on social media last night was unbelievable. His alleged crime was in a post-game interview daring suggest that the Magpies match against Richmond in terms of finals was meaningless. Ridiculous mathematical permutations notwithstanding, it was. Nor could anyone who heard what he said have had any doubt he was simply stating the facts. That didn't stop the keyboard warriors gunning for Pendlebury though, from pissed off Collingwood fans continuing to harp on his relatively poor game last week, or that he hadn't laid a tackle against the Tigers, despite the fact he did end up arguably Collingwood's best player yesterday with 33 disposals, to a handful of peanuts demanding that he be stripped of the captaincy immediately. Even his coach, Nathan Buckley, felt the need to clarify Pendlebury's comments, while the man himself later sent out a tweet to Collingwood's, in his words, amazing supporters. Well, many of them are. Some, sadly, clearly aren't. They should be having a good look in the mirror today before moving on to the subject of their next confected outrage. And when it comes to potting one of Collingwood's all-time greats, they should just simply shut the hell up.